A youth soccer organization is launching a capital campaign to pay for new fields. In January, the Illinois Fire Juniors signed a new lease on community fields owned by the Central Illinois Regional Airport. The three-year deal could be extended, but there has to be progress toward moving out for the airport to grant those extra years. WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds has more with Illinois Fire Juniors board member Jeremy Kelly, who says they don't want to waste that grace period.
We announced that we are starting a capital campaign. We've identified, why we haven't identified specific sites, we've talked to multiple landowners. We've identified what we need as far as a facility, what it would take, and we started kind of crunching the numbers, putting things together and figuring out what would a future look like or what would we need, whether it's our own or whether it's a partnership with other, a Katie Kim, a Dave Stark, if cities get involved, if another group comes along and wants to do something, we're trying to figure out what would it take.
So talk about that number and specifically how it relates to the minimum that you think Illinois Fire Juniors needs.
Sure. Well, we know that if you look at our current facility, it's about 60 acres, and that's roughly 20 fields out there and some parking. And anybody that'll go to a tournament will tell you that the parking is a little cramped out there and it gets a little crazy. So we definitely know that we need something a little bit bigger. Obviously, we're looking at, are there options for just replace current fields to similar fields? But if we were putting something together or if we were talking to a partner, we would come to them and say, hey, we are looking for something in the 100-acre sort of range, something with some bigger fields, something with some basic amenities like bathrooms, electricity, which we don't have at community fields now, maybe running water, maybe some better parking. So we would be looking at those things as a minimum. And when we put all those things together, started looking at land prices, not putting together the actual architectural plans of everything, but putting together what are the basics that it would take and what are the rough costs of those, we figured out to do something basic and get that 100-acre, not a Taj Mahal, but a basic facility. We did the numbers and it looked like we would need $2.25 million in order to do that initial kind of phase one, if you will, complex.
What percentage of that money would you hope to get from corporate donations, businesses, and then from groups and individuals? Have you thought that out?
Well, we haven't really targeted specifically, we need this or that. I mean, I'd take $2.25 million from anywhere and everywhere. Obviously, we're looking primarily, there's some places we really feel that there's a fit with the business community. For example, if one of the biggest expenses is going to be growing grass, seeding, doing that, well, there's landscaping companies in town that wanted to do a sponsorship or partner with us, we'd be looking for that. If we're talking, somebody like Caterpillar comes in and says, hey, we'll donate some equipment and raise the fields or level the fields, that could certainly help. So there's opportunities where there's strategic partnerships like that, a Nike or any of the soccer community wants to come in and do some sponsorships. We're looking for those. But we're also looking for the local sponsorships. Scribbles has been a long time, very active sponsor. We'd be looking for local businesses like that that are tied into our community, tied into the soccer scene, can help out. And then past that, we know that that's not going to get everything. We know that we're going to have to rely on individual fundraisers. That could be individual donors. That could be matching through an employer. That could be the simple campaign we're putting together, the ones you hear about, the eating out in town or the different smaller fundraising events, I'll call them. And it could be bigger events where we've already had one trivia fundraiser as a for example. We're looking to do some bigger and bigger events, but we'll do whatever we need to in order to get to that number.
I'm Colleen Reynolds. You're listening to Sound Ideas, and I'm talking with Illinois Fire Juniors board member Jeremy Kelly about a $2.25 million capital campaign that was just announced this week. Have you been successful in finding a lead gift, which is something you typically look for in a capital campaign?
Yes, we actually announced this weekend at our tournament that we have a new naming rights sponsor for the next 3 years for our tournament. McLean County Orthopedics, TPC Training, and then Advocate Bromin are those three organizations came together and are doing a partnership with us, which is worth $75,000, which is a huge first step for us. It's a great leadoff, and we're very, very thankful for them and enjoying and looking forward to a great partnership over many years.
So they'll be donating that over 3 years?
Correct.
You mentioned at your tournament. Tournaments are considered money-making operations for the cities that host them. So sports tourism is something that the city councils guests have mentioned when they went out, particularly the town of Normal, now has a feasibility study underway, and they mentioned the importance of sports tourism. Talk a little bit about that, because there are some people listening who don't care about soccer and don't have kids in soccer.
Sure. Well, in my opinion, it's one of these things that us as a community need to seriously look at to diversify our economic base. You look at other cities are doing this, and Rockford is an example we use all the time. I think our team's been up there three times this spring, and they have a tremendous facility up there, not too far away, and they had a tournament that got canceled for weather about a month ago, and they said that it was going to be $1.89 million of economic loss just from that weekend tournament. So we certainly know the numbers are there. Now, looking at the local scene, if you look at the numbers, last year we had the traffic counter come out. They put that at the entrance of our tournament, and on a super bad rainy weekend that was just terrible weather all weekend, we had 6,000 cars come in and out of our facility, and we had 2,000 people park across the street in the rain and walk across the street. If you compare the numbers from last year to this year, you're going to see a lot more people, a lot more cars, a lot more activity happening. We this year had 160 teams at our tournament, so if you figure about 10 to 15 kids per team, plus parents, grandparents, add on, that's a lot of visitors just in one weekend to Bloomington Normal.
So $2.25 million is significant. Have you done what they refer to as an environmental scan to see what kind of competition you have for raising money?
Well, we certainly are aware of, obviously, other organizations in town that are raising money, Boys and Girls Club, the Y, etc. We also know that there's competing interests everywhere, schools, nonprofits, etc. There's never enough money, right? But what I think makes us different is that we know that there's a massive economic impact piece to this. This, as you mentioned before, the sports tourism piece is something that comes to the table through our organization that some of the other organizations don't. And we have a very real need in that we've built the Illinois Fire Juniors. We've built this organization, 2,500 kids strong. And if we don't have fields, then that's at risk. And that's a huge service to our community. There's a lot of people involved, and it has impact beyond our community. So we know the combination of those factors should be enough to push this forward. And there's a lot of people that want to see this get done right.
Do you eventually predict that there will be private public partnership in creation of a soccer complex?
I mean, I don't want to play the speculation game too much. Certainly, we've heard from some that might be an option out there, could be a private option, and we're the first in line to be a tenant. Ultimately, if nothing happens, we're going to have to control our own destiny, raise the money, and find something ourselves. So there's different options or different paths. What we know is that on any of those paths, we're going to need the money in order to step up and either build it ourselves or be that first primary tenant for whatever group's running the facility.
There is another soccer organization, Millennium, that right. has worked essentially to create its own field and complex. Have you had any discussion with that organization about maybe teaming up on a single complex?
Certainly be open to anybody that wanted to talk on that. We've had some behind the scenes back channel sort of communication, and they're a different club, so I can't really speak to their desire or where they're going. Personally, I feel that if there was one facility, our club, their club, other clubs could use that facility. I mean, that's good for the community. It doesn't have to be and never needed to be just an Illinois Fire Juniors sort of situation. So we'd embrace working with anybody, any partnership that wants to work with us, because ultimately we need fields and that impacts the community positively.
Does it seem as though there's a reluctance among Millennium and maybe some other organizations to partner, because with that, you do lose some control?
Well, I can't speak to their thinking or where they're at. I mean, we have heard a criticism before, for example, that said, you guys won't allow people out at community fields. And the reality is, you look at the lease, we're not able to in the current situation. So I think if you look to the future, if there was a facility, whether it's ours, whether it's somebody else's, I would hope that facility would be able to be inclusive and be able to have more people. You have lacrosse as, for example, a tremendously fast-growing sport. They're looking for facilities. And if they wanted to partner together, we'd be all in. Let's do it. So we're not just doing this exclusive to soccer. We understand the greater good, the community impact, and the economic impact. And we want to bring everybody to the table if they're willing to come along with.
Lacrosse is now a sport at Illinois Wesleyan University. Do you see Illinois Wesleyan as a potential partner or any other schools?
Again, we're open to any conversations. We've had some informal, and I don't want to go into all the specifics, but we've talked to some of the different university partnerships out there. There's options. We're open to talking to anybody that wants to step up and be a part of this. Like I said before, we're inclusive. We're ready to go.
$2.25 million capital campaign being announced. What's your time frame for trying to raise that money?
Well, it's definitely something we need to do here in the next couple years. By the end of this lease, we really need to have that money together so that we can show, okay, we have the money. It's time to start leveling some fields and growing some grass someplace. So definitely by the end of this lease is where we're looking at, but hopefully sooner. We're hoping to get some good momentum, start out strong, and hopefully we can get the shovels in the ground quicker than 2020.
Jeremy Kelly, is there someplace people can go to take a look at what you are asking for and proposing?
Sure. If anybody's interested in helping the cause, whether on an individual level or on a corporation or a business level, certainly go out to the Illinois Fire Juniors website or contact myself or any board member. All of our information's out there. We are a 501c3 organization, so it'd be a tax-deductible gift. And or if there's other ways that people want to partner outside of a monetary, we're open to that. We're just looking for everybody we can to come to the table and get us to that eventual landing spot of good quality community fields.
Jeremy Kelly from the Illinois Fire Juniors Board of Directors, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Colleen Reynolds.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.